Sorry to interrupt the tea, but we have to take a quick break for our sponsors. It's your girl Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Tea,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving the truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing or whatever?
How you doing, Telly?
Girl, I'm great, okay?
And why are you great?
Oh, because they turn up. It's happening this weekend. Ow, 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 ow. Listen, y'all. I couldn't wait to get off work. Hey! The hell? I wasn't even at work. My mind was on soca all day today.
Lord. Well, I'm glad you're going to have fun this weekend, friend.
I am going to be upside down on my head somewhere.
Oh, Lord, I bet. Well, sweat it all out, child. Sweat it all out.
Yes, that's definitely going to be a workout. I'm going to be sore by the end of it, but it's all good, though.
Okay.
Well, how's your week been going so far, Moni?
My week has been prosperous, and, you know how some people just get on your nerves. I've been having a lot of that lately, and it's getting on my nerves. But, you know, I'm going to keep pushing and just keep doing what I do.
Right, I understand that, honey. Listen,
so I do have news. I locked in the date for Untapped Miami's third annual networking soiree.
Woo!
So I'm planning that now. It will be at the same location it was last year.
Oh, yes, that was a nice location.
Yes, it was very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, so now praying for a better outcome because I'm partnering up with a nonprofit organization, and we're going to do this.
Oh, definitely going to be a great outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Very proud of you. Good job. Woohoo! Yay, Mooney.
Yes, you know, working on a low always.
I feel you. That is definitely what's up.
Yes.
Yeah. It made me cry. Whatever. No, for real, because I know the struggle. So,
oh,
listen.
Yeah, you know it now.
It's
real. It's really real. Mm-hmm.
Really real out here, but yeah, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So stupid. All right. Well, all right, you guys, let's get straight to it tonight. Well, today, honey. Because listen. Ties with Telly.
Yeah.
So, I was looking up some stuff on this day, and DeMarcus Cousins. You know, I didn't know how aggressive it was in the sneaker world when it came to sports and sneakers, but apparently, it's really, really aggressive, especially for sponsorship. So, I don't know if you guys recall me talking about, or you recall me, Mooney, talking about DeMarcus Cousins. He got drafted to the Golden State Warriors this year.
Wait, repeat the name?
DeMarcus Cousins.
And you knew I was just about to ask you, who cousin got drafted?
Right, that's what I thought too when I saw his name. I was like, DeMarcus. So, it's like, cousin's name DeMarcus got drafted. That's when I first was watching the NBA draft. I was like,
okay. Yeah.
Right. So he had a deal with Nike, but it seems now that they just announced that he has signed a multi-year deal with Puma. So I don't know how that's gonna work out, but Nike has 10 days until they give a counter offer.
Okay.
Cool. Yes, honey. I say y'all, they ain't playing with these little, and DeMarcus Cousins is good. So if he were to endorse Puma, their stock would definitely go up and they definitely will be seeing an increase in their sales because he's a great player. So, and he's on Golden State Warriors with, along with Steph Curry. So you already know.
Oh, so how long has he been signing with them?
With Golden State?
Yes.
Oh, he just got drafted with them this year. He just got traded to them this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He first played for Sacramento Kings. Then he got drafted to the New Orleans Pelicans. And then
Heard of that team before.
New Orleans Pelicans?
Is it the NBA?
I don't think it's NBA.
Oh, okay.
For New Orleans. But, you know, I could be wrong. We got to look that up because, I was like, I never heard New Orleans Pelicans neither. I said, that's new to me.
Yeah, it was new to me too. I was like.
But, now he's been with, since the new draft, he's been with them since this year. So, yep. Good looking out, DeMarcus. I hope all is well with your Puma deal, or if Nike counteroffer, get that check. Either way,
get
it goes.
Get the check. It's the goal. That's how you got to do it. Get the gap. Yes. Get the check.
Yes, honey. And y'all know, in the spirit of the carnival weekend.
Yes, yes. Bring it upon us.
The shoe that I picked this week, well, shoes, are some Air Max, well, not, yeah, Air 95s and Air Force Ones. It's called a Carabana Pack. The Carabana Pack.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago in August. August 25th was the release date. And they came out right before the West Indian Carnival in Brooklyn. And they're basically a celebration of the West Indian culture. And since Carnival is popping this weekend, I decided those shoes. So the Air Force Ones are fire. They're all gold, but it looks like kind of like a cracked paint gold. And it has paint splatter on the Nike check. And then the Air Maxes, Air Max 95s, they are all, well, they're black with gold touches on it. And then they have paint splatter as well on the waves of the 95 and then paint splatter on the insole of the 95. Man, them things are bad. You hear me?
I do have a question, though, because I know you're the Nike concierge, sneaker in general. I've been seeing around because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, buy some Nike stuff so I can represent for the brand and for Colin Kaepernick. I heard of these shoes, the Nike Pegasus. What are those?
Yeah. They're running shoes. Those are nice, though. Yeah.
Okay. Because I've been seeing it flash across, like, are they new to the brand or always had?
No, they're not new. They're not new at all. They just have new colorways, but they're really comfortable. I've had a pair before.
Oh, okay. Because I just like the name Pegasus.
Remind me of Hercules.
Yeah. You know you know us Miamians, we know they got that big Pegasus over there by the Gulfstream. Is it Gulfstream?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, in Hollandale.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got that big statue. Yeah. That thing is scary, y'all. If y'all ever go over there, it's a big old statue. That thing, I can't stare at it too long. That's just me. But don't mind me, y'all.
But yeah, those are running shoes. If you were looking for some running shoes to go work out in. So those are really good shoes.
Okay, but not in my price range. I found me some ones for under $100.
Okay.
Nah. The only thing I spent over $100 on is purses. I can't.
Barely that. Oh, I found me a new purse, girl. I went to Ross. I found me a cute little purse. It's Steve Madden, too, for $25. Man, I was like, ooh, this is cute.
Is it a purse, or is it like a statue?
It's like a statue. It's like a cute little round.
Oh, okay.
Purse. It's $25. It's cute. But it's big enough to put my stuff. I'm trying not to carry big purses because that's just more stuff to put.
That is very true. The purse.
And I have stopped wearing purses for some time now because I put the whole world in my purse. Definitely. And then my back would be hurting, so I don't have time for that. But yes, guys, go ahead and check out those Carabana Pack Nikes. Like I said, Air Force Ones and Air Max 95s. The Air Max 95s were $180 and the Air Force Ones were $129. Y'all, Air Force Ones are okay with me, but me personally, $120 for Air Force Ones? Nah, dog, that's a no for me. The Air Max 95s? I like those better than the Forces. Forces are okay with me. I just don't like the way they're kind of big. Uh-huh. So I don't like the way that they, if you don't get them like probably a half a size smaller, they will bend in the front. So that's why I'm not too fond of Air Force Ones. But y'all go ahead and check them out. Y'all see them on our social media pages. And when I post them, the pictures of them, I think they're hot enough to get. And since we, you know, in the spirit of carnival, also finally, it's finally named the Juve Pack. So, because you know, in Juve, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, because you know, Juve, they paint on each other, water, oil, powder, whatever the case may be, just getting thrown on you, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, as you're dancing away. So, y'all go ahead and check those things out. Okay,
y'all check them out. Okay, we're going to get to the topic of this episode of Brunch Teas. I've decided to make the topic relatable to the movie that came out on Netflix with Shanine Lathan, Napoli mm-hmm. Ever After. Because, you know, me and Telly Mo are natural sisters. So I was like, you might as well talk about it. So the topic of the day is natural things. Kinky, cheeky, and all in between. Mm-hmm. So Telly, did you watch the video the movie Napoli Ever After on Netflix?
Yes ma'am, I watched it the very same day it came out.
So what did you think about it?
I absolutely loved it. It shed light on a lot of issues that we go through as far as being natural or even with our hair period, mm-hmm. just going through those different phases, and then also shedding a light on how men perceive us.
Yes.
In the different stages of our hair, you know. So I really loved that movie.
I love the way that they formatted the movie because they showed her as a young girl. Because even us as young girls, we knew not to get in the pool water or to get in the water, period.
Period. That was your ass if you did, baby.
Yes, we knew not to get in the water, period. I just love the transition from when she was a young girl to when she was an adult. She had her career, she had a man, and then when she went to the salon, and then her hair started falling out.
Oh, baby, she was panicking. Totally.
I had a flashback. I had a flashback because when I was in middle school, and my mama took me to a salon, and my hair was long and beautiful. I just took out some plaits, and this lady cut my hair. She didn't trim my ends. She cut my hair. It took me back to that time, and I knew exactly how she was feeling in the movie.
Listen, I knew how she felt, too, when the lady made me patchy. That's how I ended up being natural, because she overprocessed my hair. No. I became natural. Yes, ma'am. 2013. Now, mind you, remember when I first moved up here, baby? How long and pretty my hair was.
Yes.
When I first moved up here, and I didn't have nobody to do my hair, because I didn't know nobody to do my hair. So I went to the Dominicans up here. And you know, they be putting extra chemicals in your hair to make it manageable.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote. Baby, she overprocessed my hair and then tried to say my hair was damaged. Baby, nowhere in the world was my hair damaged. And that's how I ended up becoming natural, because I had to remember when I transitioned mm-hmm. and did all mm-hmm. of that? That's why. So I became natural, and that's it. I'm natural now.
Dang, I didn't know that was your story. You know what made me become natural? What? Remember when we had our own personal hairstylist once upon a time? I used to mm-hmm. always get my hair done every 2 weeks. So it was like, why not while
you was getting it done?
Yeah, and I barely wore my hair anyway, and then it was falling out because, you know, we couldn't get a perm and then put our hair in a style because it would fall out anyway. So I was like, I might as well just transition from wearing all this weave that I always wore. And that's how I became natural.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is crazy. So what has been your journey in becoming natural?
You know what? I don't think I'll ever get a perm. And now that I know better, as far as, you know, health, as far as the health of that, when I have children, you know, specifically a daughter, I will make sure that she is also going to be natural. I love it. My hair is actually way thicker. Mm-hmm. My hair is all the way down the middle of my back when I straighten it out. So I like how it looks now. Before, you wouldn't catch me dead. When I first became natural,
yeah,
girl, you already know, baby. I wasn't coming home without a hairstyle because ain't nobody know I was natural.
Yeah.
So there, weave was definitely a part of my life. Okay.
Yes.
No, no, ma'am. I would not be caught dead in Miami without my hair did, especially when I was transitioning. Mm-hmm. But now y'all gonna get all this puff and more because I don't care.
You know what was so crazy about me going natural? Because once upon a time, one of my best friends, shout out to Jerry, he was telling me about, you know, it's an epidemic now. A lot of Black women are becoming natural. And I was just looking at him and saying, Jerry, I would never be going natural. Why would I not want a perm? Like, who doesn't want a perm?
It didn't make sense at the time.
It didn't make sense at all. And now I just look back on it because even, like, when I do protective styles and I wear a weave, I want to mimic something that is natural. I don't want to have straight hair.
Isn't that funny?
It's very funny.
Before I'd be like, oh no, baby, I got to have me some straight hair. This hair got to be straight, bone straight. I need that Chinese straight. I need that thing to be straight as a board. Now, all I want is curly hair. Something like you say that mimics my hair. I even have bundles that are kinky textured, like the blown out hair.
Yes.
Like how my hair is blown out. I even have weave like that. I don't even want straight hair.
Yes. It's a pack. It's called Dominican Blowout. I buy that too. Yes.
Oh yeah, I get that too. Yes, honey. Yes, ma'am. I get all of that. So, I mean, I never thought in a million years that I would ever be without a perm ever in life. Yes. But I'm glad I don't have one now. It's, even though it's more expensive, don't be fooled, guys.
Yes, don't be fooled.
This is expensive maintaining, okay?
Especially finding the products that is right for you because everybody here is different. We have the 4C, I don't know all the textures.
3C,
low 4A, porosity, 4B.
And then you might have, you might be allergic to the coconut oil or the olive oil. So you got to find another oil that's heavy enough. Listen, you got to do experiments on your
head.
You do. To figure out what works for you. And then sometimes even when you do start having a regimen, that might time out after 6 months or a year.
Yes.
So this journey is not for the faint at heart. Okay.
And you know what's so funny? Like, I've been natural for like 4 years now, and my hair isn't growing the speed I would think it's growing. Because you know how you look at Instagram, you see girls that went from the length to their nose, and then like a year it's down their chin. My hair don't grow like that, but I've realized, because you've been telling me this before and I ignored it, I barely cut my ends. So my ends was dead hair. That's why my hair wasn't growing.
And that wasn't growing. Right.
Yes. So basically, I kind of started over because it's like a mini fro now still. So I had to start over because I'm like, you know what? Especially when it comes with, because I'm also taking my multivitamins. So I'm just trying to start over as a human being entirely. And then even with natural hair, it's not only about hair, it's about your mindset. I believe natural hair women have a mature mindset. Because it does something to you. Yes.
It does. It changes your confidence. Because some women out here rocking low boys. Me personally, I never thought in a million years that I could rock a low boy. Still can't. My mom has. She had a low boy and it was burgundy. I said, okay, mama, I'll see you, girl.
But yeah, I think it does something to you. Especially like because, you know, less like Shania Lathan, like, she barely could go out the first time she went out without even having a, she had to have a scarf on her head.
Yeah, and she didn't like the way that scarf made her feel either, because she, they didn't notice her.
Yes, and then when she went to that group, that lady was like, you better own it, child. And then when she owned it, she got the looks again. It's all about your confidence.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is, especially being natural.
Yes. So we was talking about the kinky part in the beginning of this podcast. Now we're going to talk about the cheeky, which is the buns in the back.
You're stupid.
So did you watch the documentary Killer Curves on BET?
Killer Curves? I don't know. I've never seen that.
Girl.
What's that about? What's that about, friend?
Let me tell you. It's funny. Lala. Lala mm-hmm. Anthony. Mm-hmm. She produced a show called Killer Curves. Basically, she brought three or four women that had plastic surgery on their rear mm-hmm. side. Especially, one of them was Kay Michelle. And you know how Kay mm-hmm. Michelle was voicing that her, you know, behind was making her go to the hospital because it was doing all the complications and things like that. So basically, mm-hmm. it was the women venting on the video about it. Meaning, you want killer curves, but it will actually kill you.
Kill you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the funny part about it is, now, I don't know if y'all remember this infamous photo of Lala when she had on this white bikini bathing suit. Mm-hmm. Remember, can you picture that?
I remember the picture, but.
And she had no backside at all.
Right. Now my dog out here.
Yeah. But for you to tell people that they don't need to be getting this and you got it.
Well, maybe she got her fat instead of the actual implants.
That's not the point.
No, the point, I understand. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, maybe she got fat transferred. And
that's not the point. Right.
The point is, you shouldn't be telling people to go ahead and not put that in their body if you're doing the same.
Exactly. The point is to love yourself for who you are and what you are and what God made you with.
Yes, honey. It took me a long time, but I sure am glad that I love what I got. Now, mind you, I've always had a booty. Mm-hmm. So I never really, you know, thought about not having one. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't even really think, like, I be forgetting that it's as big as it is, because I'd be like, Lord Jesus, I just want to get into some jeans, God.
So how is the shopping with that?
Okay, so the thing about it is, I have a big posterior, but my waist is a bit small, so it gets a little aggy because everything doesn't fit the way you want to. Either your waist is going to be too big, or the hip part is going to be too baggy. It's a lot. But you know what's funny? I be seeing everybody wearing these like Fashion Nova jeans and Fashion Nova, basically, I'm just going to use an example. And you know, a lot of their models, they look like they have plastic surgery. They could be natural, but most of the time they look like they have plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. And I be wondering, like, nigga, my jeans do not fit me like that, my dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
my jeans don't fit me like that.
It's like society today has made people who look like Barbie dolls idolized. So it's like when people feel like they don't look this certain way, they start to feel like they're not enough. And we got to remember back in the 90s when Aaliyah was out. Who else? Brandy, Monica.
Ain't nobody had nobody really.
Yes,
and flat chested with a little booty.
It wasn't even looked upon as not having a body. It was looked upon as they was beautiful regardless.
Being natural, right.
You get what I'm saying? Aaliyah barely had makeup on. Like, people in the 90s barely had that. They barely wanted that.
Even now they barely wear it, which is crazy to me. The ones who were major like actresses and stuff in the 90s, they still don't wear as much makeup.
Exactly. And it's sad that nowadays, if you don't got on a full face of makeup, if you don't look like you barely eat.
No, not barely eat.
Barely. Some people like them healthy on the backside. Mm-hmm. Though. They barely eat. They look like they barely eat from the waist up. You know what I'm saying. Don't let me go into
the details. I know what you're talking about. It's just funny because I'm picturing it in my head.
You get what I'm saying. It's like,
yes, ma'am.
It's like we can't even post regular pictures anymore. They got to look like Photoshop work or some professional looking pictures. For it to even get, man, listen, things have changed so much.
Drastically, yes. Drastically. That's what, you know what's funny? The peer pressure for our children is ridiculous.
Is that? These kids. Go on today. It's kids out here doing makeup tutorials.
I don't even like makeup.
Man, listen, it was this post. Remember back in our high school days, Telly, we just went to school and we were just there.
Right.
With our little fan ponytails.
And lip gloss.
And our little weed ponytail. We ain't do That's too it. Much. We ain't have all this sewing. Nah.
No. Oh, you going to the Grammys, baby. That first day of school be serious. Girl. School period be serious. It's a fashion show.
And these and people proms, though. Do you see the kids proms?
I really want to do over. I want to go to the Oscars too.
Hey,
I want to go to the Grammys too.
I'll fly during our prom time. The Chinese prince was popping.
It was. Ooh, speaking of Chinese, child, yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I remember that prom picture. He had mesh.
Me and my boyfriend and at the time.
They had the Chinese, matching Chinese print. Yes, girl.
We had the blue, gold, and white Chinese print. I had it on my shoes. I had it in my dress. I had it in my own little.
Well, did y'all have the same material?
Yes, we had the same material. He had it on his shoes, too. We was dripped, okay?
What? I know y'all was. Drip, hat, drip, drip. That is funny. I seen somebody else with some blue material, some Chinese print. Baby, listen, that Chinese print was
really popping. And it now was. When I look at these kids not going to prom, like, we looked at raggedy.
I did. I looked at my prom picture the other day. I said, oh, I was so simple.
But the simple. That's the point. The simple things back then was everything.
Mm-hmm. I had a good time, baby. That dress was a hot $80.
Girl, I was blessed because I ain't even had to pay for this myself.
Oh, yes. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus.
Yes, his family paid for it all. His family paid for it all.
Come on, first love. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. you just move on, Sally. Sometimes you just gotta move on.
Yes, ma'am. Grow. Just like this hair.
Yes. But you know, to cut it short, there's nothing wrong with being natural. It's like we have so many great people doing great things nowadays, but it's like you're being judged by your appearance all the time. And it's sad that it had to come to that. But
right.
At the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with being natural. Because, you know, perm sales have went down.
Yeah, because it's not healthy for you. It's actually killing you.
It's killing you, but the natural epidemic is coming back.
Right. I love it. To be, and it was funny, like you said before, I never thought in a million years that I would ever be natural. That was never a thing for me. And with Sanaa Lathan, when she did the movie, she said the same thing. Like, she didn't think that she would ever be natural. And mostly all of her movies, her hair has been bone straight and long.
Mm-hmm. It has. And she said during the scene when she was shaving off her hair, at first it wasn't supposed to be her real hair she was shaving off, but she said she was so deep into her character that she just did it. And then it felt so rejuvenating and refreshing. Because it does. It's like when you're natural, you just have your natural hair out and you go outside and you start and it starts raining. You don't even anymore.
No more, baby. Now that you say, girl, I remember I did not play when it rained. You hear me? My wrap cap and that brush, that demi brush, baby,
yes,
was with me everywhere. I'm talking about as soon as I look, oh, it's gonna rain. Oh, let me wrap my hair up before we go outside, because baby, I don't have time for this. When I tell you, I did not play. That has stayed wrapped. No, I'm talking about, is that just like how she was in the movie? Is that a rain cloud? That looks like a rain cloud. Are you sure that's not a rain cloud? You know, I'm going to wrap my hair up just in case that's rain.
Yes.
Just in case.
And it's like, like when I was going to work earlier today, not earlier today, yesterday, and it just started pouring down raining.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
I just continued to walk my little stride. I ain't run. And I know people looking at me like, your child is running. Listen, I am natural. Mm-hmm. My hair is
running. I need this water, as a matter of fact.
But yes, man, it's just a refreshing feeling. Nobody will really understand unless you're natural or you go natural. It's one of those things where you have to go through it to know.
And even when I have weave in my hair, I miss my hair. Like when I had my plaits in my hair, it was nice to just get up and, you know, go and not have to worry about getting my hair done. But when I took those plaits out, I was like, oh.
I feel you.
I can scratch
you.
My scalp. Yes. I can do it whatever I wanted to. Yes, I was so happy. For real.
I completely understand, because that's how I feel too. And I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I have the crochet hair right now. You know, the crochet hair that's like kind of poofy. And I'm missing my hair. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just give me another wig. So when I come home, I can just take out my wig and grease
take it off. Oh, yes, hon. Yes. Oh, that grease. Oh, greasing your scalp be everything, baby. Ooh. Yes. And to get you a man that like to grease your scalp, honey.
Yes. So,
my God.
I'm like, you know what? This is why I cannot wait till they get to the full length that I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to dye my natural hair blonde, honey blonde. So I'm going to be on and popping. See.
Come on, honey.
That's
blonde.
Why I had to cut my hair, because if you go on slow like this, I need you to put some pep in your step, baby. I need you to be healthy.
Really?
Yes, I need you to be healthy and on point, okay? Because I started to realize I would try to do twist outs and things like that, and the curls would never stay. I know why the curls would never stay, because my ends
would... See?
Yes, you were right, but I was scared to cut my hair. I was scared.
Understandable. I was scared to cut mine when I first transitioned, baby. And it was funny, because when I was transitioning, the perm part was falling out from the natural part. And literally, you know, I just told my hairstylist, I was like, cut it off. I can't do this shit no more. Cut it off. I said, because I wear weave anyway. Anybody gonna see me?
Yeah.
Shit off. I cannot do this. And she was like, you sure? Yes. I am positive. Just cut the shit off, please. And I'm never going back.
Never. I had a dream that somebody perked my... I don't know if I perked my hair or somebody perked my hair. I woke up crying.
Oh, no.
Like, it's like, you know how they say, like, your hair is your crown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially when it comes to like when men have dreads, it's like their hair is their crown.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see my hair, and my hair is my crown. Girl, don't touch my hair. Just like oh my God, yes, Lord. Y'all listen to this album.
Love it. That was a seat at the table. Yes, honey.
Yes, yes. Yes. But let me get to the untapped essential of this topic of natural things, kiki, cheeky, and all in between.
Mm-hmm.
Being natural is something sacred in today's society. It's more than a statement. It's a lifestyle.
It sure
embrace the lifestyle and love yourself inside and out.
Mm, I like that. Love yourself inside and out. Yeah, it is definitely a lifestyle. Like we said before, regimens, just making sure, taking care of you. Because you know what's funny? Now that you have to take care, like, your hair is an extension of you. So you have to take care of your body in order for your hair to flourish. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Drink water.
Drink water. Mm-hmm. Eat good foods, stuff with fatty nutrients to make your hair, like, you have to take care of your body in order for your hair to look pretty and nice and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a plus for you, because now your body, your skin even looking better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you drink more water, you know, you're glowing. You're not looking all acidy and broke out. Because I remember, for real, I remember when I used to drink soda every single day. And my skin started breaking out. I'm like, what are these spots? Yeah, it was the acid spots coming because I was drinking. My pH balance, you know, my body wasn't balanced.
When was this?
It was a while ago. Probably like 2-3 years ago. I started seeing like light spots. You couldn't really see. It was like coming across my chest. If you didn't look, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have noticed, but I saw it coming on my chest. I'm like, why am I getting this? It's because I was drinking soda all the time. You know, whatever you put in your body, you know what I'm saying? It shows on your skin and things, you know, in your hair. If you're not taking care of your, you know, you drink a lot of soda, your teeth get rotten. You eat a lot of candy, your teeth rot out. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's going to flow to your skin and stuff like that. Your nails get all brittle because you don't have calcium in your system, stuff like that. So, yeah. Take care of yourself, man. It is. Indeed. You got to do it inside and out. Because if not, you're going to be sitting up here looking broke, busted, and disgusted, okay?
Oh, my.
You are broke it out.
Broke, busted, and disgusted. Okay.
Right.
Lord. Well, I'm going to repeat the untapped essentials of this episode, which is being natural is something sacred in today's society. It's more than a statement. It's a lifestyle. Embrace the lifestyle and love yourself inside and out. Throughout all the peer pressure, throughout all everybody telling you, oh, you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be that. You won't make it if you look like this. You won't be put on if you look like that. Don't listen to them.
Child, don't
do
worry
what
about
you
it.
Want to do. Right. Feel how you want to feel. Be who you want to be.
Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to get you where you need to go.
Yes. Have a natural mindset. Because a lot of people have fabricated mindsets. Everything natural, from your look to your soul, everything.
Just really needs to be organic. You see how expensive organic things is? Why do you think so? Because it's good for you. Okay?
Amen to that.
So please, just be organic. Be who you are, and everything else will fall in line. Trust in.
Trust and believe.
So, Mooney, I got my cup out for my tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you have some tea? Do you have some tea?
Well, the tea was the Killer Curse insert, but I did it too soon. That was my tea. You got some tea?
Girl, so did you see my girl, Cardi? You know I love me some Cardi. Mm-hmm. So did you see my girl? She had to go. She went into the police station. She had to turn herself in or something like that in regards to the case of the twins. Like, she got them beat up.
What twins?
So
the big booty twins was some, that be everywhere.
I don't know if they got big. Girl, I don't know these people. Okay, I just know that supposedly, allegedly, she had set up these two girls to get beat up.
Allegedly,
because allegedly, I don't know. Because she could have went into the police station to make a statement. Okay, either way, my dog came out smiling. Like,
wait, I'm still
nothing happened.
So she allegedly sucked.
Got somebody beat up. Got these twins, these two girls beat up because one of them was messing with Offset.
So she had to get both of them down. Beat up because one of them was messing with them.
I guess one day, I don't know. They was both selling out. If you with her, you know you selling out too, you gonna get it, period. So.
Lord.
Baby, I was like, oh no.
I seen a picture when she was walking out.
When she was standing. Right. So either they said she allegedly had to turn herself in, or she could have just made a statement. You know how people just like to. But my dog wasn't even sweating that. She was out here smiling and carrying on, taking
she
pictures.
She better stop before she get like Remy was.
Child.
It's all cute.
Until you got to go to jail.
Yes.
You got to serve some time. How long Remy was in jail? For like 12 years?
I don't remember.
It was a little minute.
Let's Google that, because I like to tell the people.
It was a little minute she was in jail. But speaking of Remy, do you see that little baby bump? My baby is pregnant and she is happy.
Yeah, she is glowing.
And she is glowing.
Remy Ma is beautiful. She is so beautiful.
I freaking love her.
Person.
I love her. Yeah. And I love her personality. She is real. Period.
Yes. She is.
At all. Listen. Let's see how long. I'm going to see. You already looking it up? Because
yes.
You know you're fast with the Googling.
6 years, child.
Six. Where I get 12 from, child?
2000. That's how long it felt. In February, her husband, Papoose, confirmed that Remy should be released during July 2014. Oh, no. That's when she got out of jail, 2014. So 6 years before that is when she got incarcerated.
That girl been out of jail that long. Why it seem like she just got out?
Because time moved fast. That's
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Remy, Mom. We love you, man. Can we get an invitation to the baby shower? I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Talking about the baby shower. Did you see our wedding pictures? Like,
yes,
when they got
pictures
remarried?
Were.
Not remarried.
Yes.
Renewed their vows.
Yes,
baby,
ma'am.
That versatile dress. That's what I'm trying to do for mine. Do you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was really pretty. They listen, their relationship is like a fairy tale.
Yes,
thing.
Lord, it is. Because baby
adores her and she loves.
And
Papoose
waited for her.
He waited.
He waited. What man?
Girl. Barely. I don't know.
I didn't even
ain't
know
barely
they
none
existed.
Of them gonna wait. Right, wait for you to get out of jail. And look, no scandal, no baby mama drama, no like nothing.
Nothing.
Quiet out here.
God bless them. God bless the union.
Yes, God bless.
I pray that they have a safe delivery. And
me
all
too.
In between, child, because they deserve it. They really deserve it. The love that they have, they deserve it.
I just love to see black love. Like, black love flourish like that is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Without any scandal,
yeah.
Without any foolishness. Just loving on each other and having it be okay to love each other the way that they love. Listen, like I told love is... That is my show.
Oh, yeah.
And that just gave me even more life. To loving someone, period.
Yes, that show is everything and more. It's refreshing to watch. It's just so beautiful.
Because even though, listen, they went through the struggle, but one thing they stuck by is they loved each other. And that's all that matters.
Yep. Oprah need to keep bringing us this heat. We got Love Is, we got Greenleaf. You want Greenleaf?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Greenleaf is the bee's knee.
Yes, Greenleaf, Queen Sugar. All like, oh. And I be watching every episode. I don't watch the have and the have not stuff. That's a little bit too much for me.
I like that show, too.
You be watching it?
I like that show, too.
That's a little bit too much for me. I'll pass on that.
She's so stupid.
So yeah.
Oh, and since we talk about TV shows, y'all catch me on The Review. Okay, on my new YouTube channel, we review TV shows, movies, and books. We just finished Insecure, and we went to go see Night School the other night. Did you see the movie Night School?
No.
With Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish? Did you even know that was a thing?
I remember seeing the preview. You know I don't watch TV like that.
Yeah, right. But it was a good movie. It was what I thought it was going to be.
Was that a good thing? Go ahead,
y'all. It's a good thing because I thought it was going to be trash, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay. That's good. You know a movie I do want to see, though?
What?
Venom.
Oh, that comes out this
I don't know when it come out. But I seen the preview. Somebody put it on.
You
the-
should be able to see it. This weekend,
we will see.
Yeah, you should be able to see it. You know,
I'll be talking about I want to see something, and I'll see it till it come out. On
you
that
probably ain't even gonna, right? Probably ain't gonna see it till months down the line, child.
But I went to go see Black Panther, though.
Yes, I went to see that. How many times I saw? Like 4 or 5 times,
probably 6.
But it was a good movie, and I still watch it since it's on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Mbaku. Yes.
Yes.
Forever in my heart.
Okay. You're dumb. Forever in your heart. Yes.
I was just being honest.
I love me some Mbaku. Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna see me a couple of Mbakus at Carnival, baby. It's gonna be a lot of you and you and you and you. I'm gonna run by the cocky real quick. What's up?
Just don't get too drunk, okay?
I won't get too drunk. I will be able to watch my surroundings.
Okay.
My twin gonna be with me, so we gonna be good.
Okay. As long as y'all good, that's all that matters.
Yes, ma'am. We shall be. Ha ha. But thank you guys for listening to this episode of Brunch Teas.
Yes. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media pages on Facebook at Brunch Teas, Instagram at Brunch Teas _, and Twitter at Brunch Teas.
Oh, yes. And if you have any questions, comments, or any tea for us, please hit us up on brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget, I'm sorry, you was gonna say something, I won't cut you off.
Go ahead, babe.
And don't forget to but rate and subscribe us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We are now on Spotify.
We on Spotify, y'all. Nigga, we made it.
Spotify, SoundCloud, and Pocket Cast. And we have more to tell you guys, but I will tell you guys that on Monday.
Okay?
Because the list is very long.
Right. Long list. And most of y'all probably listen. Just know that we everywhere, period. Just thanks again for tuning in, okay? And
tune in next week with Mo Heat.
Good evening. With the Mo Heat. Out.
Bye.